What's going on TikTok? I want to share part of my testimony as to why I came to Christ and why I fully surrendered my life to God. So I was always in church, you know what I'm saying? I always used to proclaim like I love the Lord. I always used to claim I was a Christian. And the difference was I feel like I didn't have a real relationship. It was all religion. My family would take me to church. You know, sometimes I'd be listening, sometimes I wouldn't. And I would feel the word, but there would be no fruit in my life, meaning I wasn't walking righteously. I wasn't receiving the word, and I did not have the love of God in my heart. And I feel like a lot of people live their life thinking because they go to church every Sunday, thinking because they pray before they go to sleep, thinking just because, you know, they do all these things to check the boxes of religion. That they miss out on the relationship and the love of God. And so last year I found myself in a place where I was really going through it. You know, life was hitting me and just everything felt like it was going wrong. It felt like I was going through a midlife crisis. Little did I know that I was in need of a savior. I was in need of somebody who can literally pull me out this rut. And so there would be a Bible that would sit on a table next to the living room. And sometimes, you know, I would come in high, I would come in drunk, you know, just indulging in sin. You know, we can all attest, we all have our things. So I would always pass by my Bible, and something would compel me not to read it. But one day, you know, I got interested and something just sparked my interest to go and read. And so I just started from there. Even that day, I just started diving in, reading the Gospels, watching sermons on YouTube, to the point where I actually ended up being convinced that I am a sinner, that I was a sinner. And, you know, I needed a savior. I needed Jesus to come and save me. So that day, August 9th of last year, I gave my life to Christ. The Bible says that if you confess in your mouth, with your mouth, and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is real and that he died on the cross and rose again, that you will be saved. And ever since then, I've been walking with the Lord for a year. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been perfect. I've had my ups and downs, but what I can say is Jesus is the best thing that could have happened to me. He's the only reason I'm here today. If I was to give you any advice, I would say trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. For everybody who confesses and believes will be saved.